You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The only way you can take ESPN Rochester with you is the Radio.com app. Download it today and listen to us anytime, anywhere. The sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
Looking forward to the action Sunday. Pregame starting at 9 o'clock on ESPN Rochester. The Bills and the Jets from MetLife in the Meadowlands. WROC-TV Channel 8 Sports Director Thad Brown. Good with his time and joining us now in the sports bar. Thad, how you been?
What's up, guys? Good. How you doing?
Dad, we've been waiting for real meaningful football, Bills and Jets. You know, if the Bills are going to win this game, you know, what has to happen on offense for this team?
I think you need to have contributions across the board. I think if you're expecting one guy, whether it be Josh Allen or Cole Beasley or Devin Singletary or whatever, to be kind of the bell cow or the guy dragging, carrying the offense, I don't think it works. You know, I think this is going to be an offense that is going to be, if it's going to be successful, it's going to be because their generally average group of individuals comes together and becomes more than the sum of its parts. And that's really the key. I don't think this is also going to be a team that you can count on to win many games 33-30. You know, they're going to need to be put in good position from their defense too. Now, it'd be just easier if Josh Allen would suddenly make some sort of large year one to year two jump and, you know, become like the 13th best quarterback in the league. But I think it's more likely to go, you know, the contributions across the board way than the hope Josh Allen is suddenly good way.
In fact, I want to talk about the defense specifically, but before we do that, we under Roberts, not, you know, already listed as out. I mean, what do you think the Bills are doing in terms of what they're going to do in the return game and special teams? What do you think their plan is there? Is it Isaiah McKenzie?
That would be the first guy I'd look to. Yeah, I mean, they've got a group of guys that could do things. You might see Micah Hyde returning punts if it's like a punt they're going to catch inside their own 10 or 15, something like that. He's done that a few times. They have some options. McKenzie would probably be the first one, though. Wouldn't stun me to see who else? I was going to say Devin Singletary, but now that I think about it, I don't think he's really done much work practicing that in the preseason. Although, you know, you'd think a guy like that, elusiveness, would be perfect as a return man. But I think McKenzie will probably be the primary guy.
Well, I mean, overall, Thad, if I'm going to look for reasons why the Bills might lose this game, where does special teams come down? Is considering the Roberts injury, considering they're pretty open, they're not happy with Horquez, where are we at with the special teams right now?
Well, frankly, they're probably in better shape than the Jets. You know, so for this game, you know, you would think the Bills would have the advantage. Now, I think Andre Roberts being out cost them an advantage at return, man. Now both teams are kind of, you know, whatever. They're just going to put a guy out there, he's going to run it back, and we'll see what happens. But the Bills have the far better place kicker. You know, the Jets are going to punt with Lachlan Edwards, who's been just the guy as a punter for the most part. You know, Bohorquez is inconsistent, but he's got the big leg. So I think in this particular game, I don't know if special teams is a concern, but outside of Steven Hauschka, you know, Andre Roberts cost them a potential advantage. And, you know, not like the Bills are desperate for advantages where they can find them. They're going to have some. But Roberts would have certainly been one.
We're talking to WROC-TV Channel 8 Sports Director Thad Brown. Good with his time and joining us in the sports bar, Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester. I'm so curious to see how Le'Veon Bell looks after this long hiatus. And I think a lot of, not just Bills fans, but NFL fans are curious to see how he performs. My fear is that Le'Veon Bell is fresh and comes out the gate strong and that the Bills have a hard time defending against him. We saw Tremaine Edmonds over-pursue much of his rookie year. We saw the Bills struggle from time to time getting to the edge with running backs and run games having success against the Bills last season. Thad, do you think that this unit has improved to a point where Le'Veon Bell could be neutralized on Sunday?
I mean, it depends on the Le'Veon Bell. You know, like you said, I mean, you and about 100 million other football fans are curious to see what Le'Veon Bell is going to be. And he could be anything from totally rusty and not effective to, you know, the best player on the field and worth 200 combined yards. I mean, it's really all on the table. I think the Bills are better. I think Tremaine Edmonds is better. But, you know, this is less about the Bills and more about Bell. You know, if he's going to be the guy we saw, you know, mid-216, 217, you know, it's going to be impossible to stop him. It's going to be about containing him. And, you know, I think it's one of the things that maybe gives the Jets a bit of an advantage here, because you look at the two teams, the Bills defensively, same personnel, same coaches. The Jets probably have a really good idea of what the Bills are going to do defensively. Offensively for the Bills, same quarterback, same coordinator. I mean, different personnel around them. But still, the Jets probably have a decent idea of how it's going to look. To me, the Jets are a total mystery to everybody. You know, maybe except or until they play three or four games and put some games down on film. So, you know, the idea of not only what is Le'Veon Bell going to be, but how are the Jets going to use him? How is Adam Gase going to use him? How is he going to use him with Sam Darnold, with Jameson Crowder, with Quincy Enunwa? You know, it's all a thing the Bills can guess at and, you know, maybe have some educated guesses about, but it's going to be hard to figure out until you see it, you know, on the field for a quarter, a half, you know, and again, for future opponents the Jets play for a few weeks.
A mystery on offense, but Thad, you've been here long enough to know what Greg Williams was all about, dating back to his days in Buffalo. He's not going to just sit back and let the Bills come to them. I mean, Greg Williams is going to bring pressure, so if Josh Allen has to check out, our level of confidence with Josh Allen outside of the pocket, where are we with that? And this is a game that LeSean McCoy actually might look nice there, so who is that guy? Do we trust Frank Gore as a receiver? Is Devin Singletary ready for that? Could it be T.J. Yeldon? In other words, if there is a check down coming, who is that guy for Buffalo?
I think all of the above might be the answer. You know, you wonder if it might be Tommy Sweeney or Dawson Knox, the tight end. But I think what, if you're talking about a safe passing game, I think that's what Cole Beasley's here for. You know, he's the guy that specializes in the routes between 5 and 10 yards off the line of scrimmage. He's the guy that's supposed to be open underneath and you know, in the safer, less demanding, you know, passing levels. So, I mean, obviously you don't think of a wide receiver as a check down option. You know, I don't think it's Gore. Singletary, you know, could do some things. T.J. Yeldon is a professional check-down guy, but nothing more, if you understand what I mean there. He's not really providing you much more than replacement-level check-down receivers. So, look, my fear with this Bills offense is that the Bills think Josh Allen can handle more than maybe he will be able to, you know, for a guy that came in as a large project and has only had 11 starts. Because, you know, the level of talent around him is just not superlative right now.
That Gene brought up LeSean McCoy, and I was curious, you spent some time around the team through the course of the week here. How surprised were his teammates that he was released last weekend? What was the overall sense that you got from the guys in the locker room, and has it kind of dissipated here over the course of the week to the point where now it's really, we're not thinking about that, we're solely focused on the Jets?
They were pretty surprised. You know, Frank Gore talked about it. I mean, Shady told him after they had worked out together, and Gore said he thought it was a joke. So, you know, I think most of those guys thought he would be on the team. I mean, he had been a captain the year before, a leader, still was a leader to a large extent. But look, in the NFL, if you can't adjust on the fly and move on quickly, I mean, a lot of these guys, especially cornerbacks, have to move on from play to play, let alone, you know, from a guy getting cut last Saturday to being ready for a game 8 days later. They'll be fine. They'll be ready to go. They know that, you know, there's a reason that this management staff have decided on this group to go against the Jets, and they're fine with it. They're going to, you know, do the best they can with the players they got, and they feel good about the group they have. And they also feel pretty confident in, you know, Sean McDermott and Brandon Bean. There's never been any questioning the vision or the process, finger quotes, if you want to go there, from what these guys plan for their team. And, yeah, even though McCoy was surprised, I don't think it's going to hurt these guys going forward, going into the Jets game, that McCoy is not going to be with them.
Thad Brown, News 8, joining us here in the Sports Bar. Bills and Jets coming up on Sunday. So, Thad, how do you see this game playing out?
I like the Bills in a close game. To me, the difference here is that the Bills in roster spots 10 through 45 are significantly better than the Jets. The Jets have stars. You know, they have Le'Veon, they have C.J. Mosley, and they have Jamal Adams, you know, and they have other, you know, good players. I mean, Osemele, the guard they traded for from the Raiders, was a Pro Bowl recently. Sam Darnold may turn out to be a pretty good player right away. And if you want to match up the top eight versus the top eight, the Jets are pretty competitive and they're home. But after that, you know, to me, the Bills have so many linemen, you know, so many holes that are filled on defense. You know, there's not a spot on defense like you have with the Jets where if you go to corner, you wonder what the heck are they thinking. The Bills don't have anything like that. They have dependable, at the very least, dependable, reasonably good players at every spot. You know, the kicker's good, whereas the Jets kicker situation is a mess. So I think as long as the Bills get contributions up and down the roster, Stephen Hausch has got to be house money. I mean, if they lose the kicker battle in this game, then they've got big problems. Then I think they win. But it's a great game for week one. It's a great bellwether game. You know, if you wanted to sell me on the Bills winning by 3 touchdowns, I could see it. You want to sell me on the Jets winning by 3 touchdowns, I could see it. The one thing I will say, speaking of 3 touchdowns, I think the loser of this game scores at least three touchdowns. I think there's lots of points in this game, which kind of goes against, you know, what we saw from last night's offensive abysmal showing from Green Bay and Chicago. I think the Jets' offense is going to put some points on the Bills, and I think the Jets' secondary especially is bad enough to allow the Bills to put up some points too.
Thad, this is the time of year where people that follow and cover the team have their bold predictions. They make their bold predictions, their season-long predictions, a record for the Buffalo Bills. I'm curious where you're planting your flag in terms of a bold prediction for this team in 2019, and how do you see the 2019 season faring for the Buffalo Bills as a whole?
I'm going as bold as you can get, baby. 8-8. Can't get any more bold than that in the NFL. Right down the middle.
We're a couple of hedgers, you and I, Thad.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Yeah, yeah. I've had them between 7 and 9 wins since, you know, basically the roster makeover was completed. To me, you know, it's going to be about what Josh Allen can be, how much of a jump he can make, because I think the defense is the same for the most part, which is somewhere between pretty good to potentially great week to week. But, you know, in this league, you can be pretty good on defense and you're still going to give up 30 points in 4 games just because of the way that the rules are set up. So it comes down to how good the offense is to finish this team off. And, you know, I just think up and down the roster, they're very average. There's a lot of guys that are question marks. And for me, I mean, like, I always think about NFL teams like this. How many ifs do you have? Like with New England, they have one if. If Tom Brady's upright, they're good. That's all that matters. With the Bills offense, you know, if the offensive line comes together, if Ty Insecki and John Feliciano can upgrade themselves from career backups to dependable starters, if Josh Allen takes a jump, if Cole Beasley can be a reliable top-end receiver, if Devin Singletary is ready, you know, and there's probably 3 or 4 more after that. To me, that's too many ifs to expect your offense to be dependably good. So when you're running an average offense in a league where offense is the only thing that matters, I don't see how you win 10 games.
Thad, before we let you go, just your thoughts on the top NFL story today. The Raiders have said they're going to play now, Antonio Brown. There won't be a suspension. Boy, if the Raiders wanted to walk away clean and not owe him that bonus money, that was their opportunity. But I'm sure they're looking at this saying, oh, yeah, but then he's going to cost us a chance to win some football games. Did the Raiders make the right decision here just to move ahead?
They didn't have a choice. You know, once they brought him in, they were all in with the circus. Whatever was coming, they got to play him, you know, and they got to go through at least this year, you know, trying to make it work. Because, I mean, especially with a new, if this was Bill Belichick who had been there for years, then maybe you cut him and you move on because you're a legend already. But this is, you know, John Gruden and Mike Mayock, especially, who are trying to prove themselves. They were stuck. And, you know, look, Antonio Brown, we know what he is. You know, he's a mess in a lot of ways, especially off the field. But I still think the guy can be a huge difference maker on the field. So if you're going to buy into that, like I said, circus, then you got to be willing to manage it. And so far, they've done a piss poor job of managing it. I mean, I know, look, Antonio Brown is hard to control, but you got to figure that out as the head coach and GM. That's your job. You buy into that, you make that trade, you got to find a way to make it work. And so far, they've done it awfully. Now, look, he goes in there Monday night, catches 10 balls for 150 yards and 2 touchdowns. Nobody will care. And that's what I've been thinking about all offseason. People in Buffalo are laughing at it. Ha, ha, glad the Bills didn't sign him. If he's Antonio Brown on the field Monday night, nobody in Oakland's going to care.
Yeah. Great stuff, Thad. Appreciate your time as always. And hope you enjoy the weekend. Talk again soon, all right?
Yeah, my pleasure, guys. You too. Talk to you later.
You got it. WROC-TV, Channel 8 Sports Director. That's Thad Brown joining us in the sports bar. Danger and Battaglia.
Well, look, the way he lays out the game, I think we would all welcome that. Points. Sure. Yeah, if the Bills lose, a 35-28 game, I think if the offense shows life and they lose this game, people are not going to be down.
Now, how they win or how they lose matters, right? Like, if they get blown out by the Jets, there's going to be a lot of answers that we need a lot of answers to these questions on Monday.
If they lose the way the Bears lost last night,
God.
If your quarterback looks that bad and all these new things you invested on.
The Bears lost by 7 points, and the city is on fire today. Like, everybody is being I think I saw, there was a poll that I think was at Lebatard. Somebody put a poll up that said, would you rather have Josh Allen or Mitch Trubisky as your starting quarterback?
Well,
you know, like terrible. Just
look, he was bad last night.
Terrible. He was terrible. So, yeah, how they win or how they lose matters as well. There are style points. And it's, by the way, it's week one, so we'll overreact because that's what we get paid to do. But don't overreact. There's a lot of football that's left to be played. It's a long season. It feels like a short season, but it's a long season. And things change very quickly in the NFL. Yeah, we didn't even get to the Antonio Brown stuff. Nobody cares when you're right, Gene, but I think I might have been the only person yesterday saying he's going to play week
one. Well, we laid out the scenarios here. And if you wanted to get paid, the only thing was, I'm sorry.
But not only that, you want to win football games, right? John Gruden is the decision maker in this equation.
Yeah, he's got 8 years after this on his contract.
He's the most powerful guy in the organization. He gets paid to win football games. That guy helps you win football games. We need him on the field. We don't need him being suspended because he called the GM a cracker. It's horrible. But by the way, that's what you can get away with now. If you're a professional and you're looking for a place where you can threaten your boss to punch him in the face or call him a cracker to his face, the Oakland Raiders might have a job for you. That's the standard that they have set. I shouldn't say that because that's such an unfair thing to say that a professional athlete should be compared, that the job that they do should be compared to the jobs that you or I do on any given day. It's a completely different thing,
right?
And there's a different set of standards. So let's not make that comparison. It's just funny to think that he threatened to punch his GM in the face, called him a cracker, no punishment. Okay. Winning football games. That's the business they're in. I'll drink to that is on the way next. We have some takes to share. I have a story to share from my experience watching the game last night.
See, you went out last night. I did the Victor Canandaigua game.
Victor looks good, don't they?
They're back.
Victor's back.
Yeah, they're back. Yeah. Not that Canandaigua was good, but Victor's back. Look, the last game of the week one spotlight games, you know how I feel which way I'm picking the Jets here, if you heard the morning shows today. But there's something I want to point out about the Jets here. That when I tell you, if you're leaning Bills, it might get you to change your mind and say, oh, wait a second. Yeah, the Jets might actually win this game.
Okay. I'll share my story from last night watching the game out at a bar. And you know, yesterday at this time, I was talking about the world is my phone booth guy. The guy that, you know, uses their cell phone, puts it on speakerphone to have the conversation on speakerphone when there's people around. Or the Bluetooth, listen to my music on Bluetooth guy as he walks around downtown or walks through the, you know, like that person exists as well. Mm-hmm. Found another person.
Okay.
And it's funny. It's all related to the devices that we carry around. Like, can we just, let's just holster the devices. There's a time and a place. We'll get to that. Takes on tap next in the sports bar. I'll drink to that. AM 950 and 95.7 FM. ESPN Rochester.
Rochester's most listened to sports station invites you into the locker room at ESPNRochester.com. Our little tribe of super fans, sports junkies, and competitive degenerates. Join now for breaking news updates, free tickets and prizes, game highlights, player and expert interviews, and unprecedented access to the best that ESPN Rochester has to offer. The locker room at ESPNRochester.com. Free to join and packed with action from AM 950 and 95.7 FM. The sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.